Amber? Amber, you're late. What happened to you? You're supposed to be here 15 minutes ago. The boys are already inside with the squad. Whoa. Slow down. Amber. Slow down. Start from the beginning. Not that far. Just tell me what held you up after I gave my speech out there on the pitch. Your English teacher held you up. Yes, I know who he is. Why were you held up by him for so long? He wanted to know why you haven't handed in your essay. What did you tell him? That you thought you sent it to him in an email, but he never got it. I guess that's one way of saying I didn't do it, huh? How did you get away from him? You said you would hand it in first thing tomorrow morning, and he seemed cool with it? Amber, tomorrow is Saturday, and you're not going to be able to walk straight by morning, much less type up an essay. No. I'm already risking my neck more than enough letting you girls have the whole football team to yourselves tonight. Do you know how hard it was to convince their coach that these tall boys just up and went home out of his sight? I'm not making excuses for your procrastination. You should have handed it in your essay on time, like everyone else. Like everyone else who's responsible. Well, you definitely managed to ditch him? Okay, good. I guess you can worry about it on Monday then. Go on, get inside. I know Aaron's been looking out for you. You better hope someone else hasn't gotten their hands on him while you've been busy. Oh, and remember, if you hear the whistle, right, stop and hide the boys. Good girl. Now go. It's like stepping back 20 years. The whole football team and the squad of cheerleaders going at it. And me standing outside. Wow. They really are going at it. I swear these girls get crazier every year. I guess that's just what happens when you raise a generation on porn. Wow, Amber, you don't waste any time. Girls. Don't fight. There's plenty of him to go around. All quiet. As usual. Well, who's going to hang around so many hours after a game anyway? It's not like recess where I have to maintain a goddamn perimeter to keep anyone from hearing just one girl go at it. Man. They really are loud. What the hell's going on in... Fuck. Girls. One at a time. God. I swear I'll never get tired of watching this little end of the year fuckfest. If only I could join in. That would be taking things a little too far. Maybe. But I can always. But that'd be risky. What the hell? I've only ever had to blow a whistle once. It couldn't hurt too. I'm enjoying the show a little. There we go. Come on, girls, make them proud. That's it. Oh, Good girl, Tiffany. Take it. That's it. Just like that. Deep inside that little pussy of yours. Fuck, yes, keep writing. Fuck, Stephanie. I didn't even see you. Giving a boy a wrench out while your friend sucks his cock. Nasty bitch. God, you're also hot. I couldn't hold back even if I wanted to. Wait, what's that sound? Hi, Mr., right. No, nothing, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'll be with you in a second. I'm just searching my pockets for something. Fuck, this whistle. Shit, which pocket was it? Fuck, it's gone. No, I'm alright. Just, God damn it, you can still hear them. Shit. How the hell am I going to get rid of this guy before he hears? Oh, there you are. Hi. Good to see you. Oh, my fly? Oh, right. I was just... Amber? Oh, right. Yeah, she's one of my girls, all right? You told her she had an assignment and she needed to hand it in to you? And she ran off on you? That's not what she told me. Where is she? No idea. How about we go look for her? Together? Yeah? Let's... That sound? Oh. That's nothing. Really, just girls having fun. You know, celebrating the win. Hey, how about you and I take a walk? Boy voices. What? No way. I would never allow boys to... No, Mr. Some of the girls aren't fully dressed. I know I said they were celebrating, but... Stop! Okay. You saw that. And you can still hear that. Because every girl moans like a porn star these days. No! Look. Hey, listen. I know we haven't exactly gotten to know each other well since you started here, but I had pegged you as the rational type. I mean, you haven't totally blown a fuse and shouted at me down the hall, so how about we be reasonable about this? How can I be reasonable about this? Well, just allow me to explain, okay? Will you let me do that? Good. Thank God. Well, no sense beating around the bush. Every year, I gather the cheer squad together and I get them to make me a promise. If they keep their noses out of trouble and keep me informed on when and how they're using my facilities, I'll watch out for them. And if they keep up their end of the bargain, when the big game comes around, if our boys win, which they almost always do, I let them come down here and They, the cheerleaders, do what 18-year-olds do. And I stand guard outside in case anyone comes snooping. The way I see it, they're going to do this stuff whether you like it or not. At least this way, I can keep them on a tight leash and make sure we don't have any incidents that might give the school a bad reputation. That still doesn't explain why I do it. Well, it's because I used to be a cheerleader myself. Before my time, whenever this sort of thing happened, the girls would draw straws and one unlucky girl would have to stand outside and look out for the rest. But in my senior year, I volunteered. Maybe I was feeling selfless. Maybe I'd already had enough fun that year. Or maybe I did it because I've always loved to watch. Usually I can contain myself. But I've grown really attached to these girls. I'm sure it's the same with your classes. 1 year out of 10, you get to a bunch that are really special. And well, I just couldn't help but do a little more than watch this time. Well, since I've added myself as a slut and something of a dirty deal maker, how about we make one of our own? How about if you keep quiet about all this, I'll tell you what you get when you cross a cheerleader and a MILF. Come on, what's the alternative? You call the principal, then it's a whole big thing. Both teams deny it. I deny it. The parents deny it. And the academy gets put on the evening news and stays in a state of controversy for years. Do you really want that? Do you think that anyone wants that? Especially when this is going to happen whether you or I like it or not. Come on, don't you want to watch? Don't you want to see what cheerleaders get up to when they think no one's looking? You know you do. Come on. Come closer. That's it, honey. Don't be shy. Get in close. There you go. Press into me a little. Push onto my breast. You'll be more comfortable. I guess that seals the deal, hmm? Don't let me hog all your attention, honey. Open the door a crack and take a peek. You don't need to feel self-conscious. You know you want to. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to watch a crowd of the hottest teenagers in town? Covered in sweat and each other's spit and fucking each other's brains out like a bunch of crazed animals. Yeah. And just press into me a little more. Put your head next to mine and we can both watch while I whisper in your ear. Look at that. Just what you imagined. Amber, my minxy little woman. The one who spent all of the bench getting pounded beside her friend by that big, muscular linebacker. Oh, did you like the way her tits jiggle while he bends her from behind? And he's going so fast. You can see how warped up his boys get when you put him in a place like this. Surrounded by the prettiest, most daring, most flexible girls their age. And she's loving it. But looking at her mouth hangs open, just like her friend. Look at her old friend. the way her eyes roll into the back of her head. She's in total peace. Oh, look. They're holding hands. See? I told you this was a special bunch. Don't get prudish now. You're already watching your students crawl all over each other's naked bodies. There's no sense keeping yourself all pinned up in those trousers. You'll hurt yourself. Wow. Now you can't even dare act like you aren't enjoying this with cock this hard. Let me get my hand around it. There you go. Don't look so tense to me. We're both pearls here. Eyes back inside. Enjoy the show with me. What kind of fool and cheerleader would I be if I couldn't jerk you off without looking? As I was saying, this year's squad and having any bond. Take the girls over there. You see them? That one? Into the lockers? Making out with her big tip friend and just a skirt and nothing else as she's leaning over her, getting fucked by her boyfriend? Look at those tongues fly. Or, speaking of tongues, how about Sally, sprawled out on her back down there on the floor? I know you can't really see her tongue so well, but with it being buried in her friend's pussy and all, but the way that girl's eyes are squeezed tight and shaking around her head, it tells you everything you need to know. It's almost a shame you can't see her face with Orion's fat cock stuffed on his throat, but, well, you can see that look all over the moon, right? Oh, see? See the drool seeping out around it as she chokes on it? Let's see how long she can hold her breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See? 7. Oh, wow. Look at that face. It's tomato red, dripping with spit and sweat. Mouth hanging slack with her tongue out like a nasty fucking whore while she gasps for breath. Gosh, what a filthy fucking whore. Even now, she wants nothing more than for another cop to come along and just... There we go. A cheerleader can't go more than a few seconds with her mouth open wide like that without a boy taking advantage of it. Speaking of which, I never explained my end of the bargain. Remember? What happens when you cross a cheerleader and a milk? That's more chocolate. Keep watching and try to stay quiet, honey, and you'll get a little taste of what you're seeing. I don't think I've seen a man harder than this before. Naughty boy. I suppose this is every man's fantasy, only it's real and you're just inches away from it. Don't worry, honey. I'll make you feel like you're out there with the rest of the boys. Don't look at me, honey, and keep your eyes on the girl. I imagine my mouth is one of theirs and And take a good look around at all those wannabe porn stars. Watch them lose their mind. Watch them go crazy on the big jock cocks pumping in and out of their taut athletic bodies. Listen to them moan like whores and suck each other's faces. I swear sometimes I must coach an all bisexual squad. Not a single one would hesitate to plant her face in one of her teammates' cleavage or suck on her clit until her face is painted with girl cum. Girls these days. You're getting close, aren't you, honey? I can feel you tensing up. Well, don't hold back. Come in my mouth. Pour your balls out onto my tongue and let it all run straight down my throat. You can imagine I'm one of them. Pick one, honey. Pick one of my filthy cheer slits and imagine it's one of their little mouths gaping wide for your load. Picture her and make me swallow all the cum you give her. That's it, honey. Come on. Give me every drop in your balls for her. Come in her mouth. Come for her. You are delicious, honey. I'm surprised you stayed standing with a load like that pumping out of you. Which of my girls caught your eye? Amber. Now I see why you were so intent on following things up with her. Oh, don't worry, honey. It's perfectly natural for a male teacher to be attracted to an 18-year-old girl. Especially when it's a little red-headed minx like her. You said she has an overdue paper for you? I don't usually do this, but maybe we can schedule a meeting. You, me, and her. In my office, first thing Monday morning. I think she needs a good long talking to him. Maybe a little incentive to recommit to your classes. I'm glad you agree. You better get going, honey. They'll be running out of steam pretty soon, and we don't want any rumors. I'll see you on Monday.